Now, community involvement. A look at issues in the Phoenix area.
Welcome back, KPHF listeners. This is your host, Liliana Lopez, and today our guest on community involvement is TJ Anderson, a representative for the organization Arizona Recreation Center for the Handicapped. So today we'll be discussing all the services that they have to offer to our community, upcoming events, and how hopefully you can become involved. So thank you so much for being here, TJ. I know it can be really busy over there, and you've had a bit of a week.
I did, but it's all good. We're good with chaos.
So for people who might not be as aware of the organization, do you just mind going into a little bit of the history and just the mission of ARCH and just how important it is to our community?
Well, we were founded in 1975 by an organization for people with developmental disabilities because there were no recreation services or Special Olympics at that point in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So our current executive director's mother, Mary Lees, was the guiding force of bringing ARCH into being. Our mission is to enhance and maintain the quality of life of individuals with special needs in order to promote their health, their well-being, their independence, their self-sufficiency. And so in a nutshell, like, it's education through recreation. So we give them choices about every hour of things that they can do that give them a sense of community with each other, and then we go out into the larger community. We do independent living skills. We do health and wellness classes. We do socialization classes. And then they get time to just kick back and, you know, chat with their friends. So it really is about developing the whole person and making them comfortable in a community that's their own and they feel safe in, and then feeling comfortable in the larger community, that they can be the force in their lives, and then teaching them the expectations of the broader community. But stranger danger is a huge thing that we have to teach because our participants are many times so open to meeting new people and are very loving, but that is not necessarily sometimes safe in the larger community. So we try to teach them, how do you read body language, how to appropriately introduce yourself, the difference between a friend and an acquaintance and a stranger, and, you know, so that's part of what we teach. And then we just have a lot of fun too. So that's one of the things that we really emphasize.
You know, like you were saying, before ARC, I think there weren't as many resources. Without those resources, it can be a little isolating. It really can be. What exactly constitutes a developmental disability, you know, and what steps should we take to make sure we get the help we need and deserve?
Well, the state recognizes four developmental disabilities, and they classify them. One is autism, two is cerebral palsy, three is Down syndrome, and four is intellectual disabilities. But people, children, and adults can have any combination of those four, as well as combinations of other disabilities, so physical or mental or emotional. So we often get two or more diagnoses. And it gets difficult. Parents have a hard time, I think, with kids in particular. And we always say, go to that pediatrician, go to the school, ask the questions. This is a circumstance where the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Again and again and again, we've seen it. Don't lose faith. Keep saying, I think I see something. I think that he needs to be tested, or she needs to talk to a doctor, or she needs to see this, being that advocate for your child. So, and your adult. You know, so some of our guys are adults or their own guardians, and some of them, their family members are their guardians.
Like you said, sometimes it just takes that persistence to find that support system you were looking for. And when you do find it, it's so relieving. It really is. Thankfully, like your drop-in program among many other day programs where people can just relate with each other's obstacles and just find ways to overcome their obstacles.
Well, it's an interesting thing because the state of Arizona, as many other states, the state of Arizona funds some people with developmental disabilities to get state funding, and then they don't fund other people. Mm-hmm. And so some of those adults are only getting Social Security.
Yeah.
And they don't have any program. And ARCH, for $2 a day, we are the lowest in the valley. It's called private pay, and it usually costs $5 to $20 a day in most other places. Mm-hmm. But for $2 a day, they get to come here and participate. Otherwise, they'd be at home. Mm-hmm. Not doing anything. So they come here for $2 a day, along with our day treatment folks that are funded by the state, and they come and they get to do the same things so that they have a sense of community. And you said earlier, use the word isolated. And I think that that's so important. These adults in particular can become so very isolated because they're so low income, they can't go and do. And so here is a place for them to come, to do things, have friends. Like you said, get that education, discover ways around the obstacles. We have the day treatment for adults, which is a state-funded program, but we have the drop-in for adults. So from 11:30 to 6:30 for $2 a day, Monday through Friday, they can come do Special Olympics, performing arts, board games, chatting, swimming, bowling, movies, outings into the community, to museums or special events. We have a partnership with Grand Canyon University, and the nurses come here, so they get to meet nurses and talk about their health issues and just talk about what they need, too, mm-hmm. to people that will listen and know resources. So then we have our children's programs as well. We just started our Arch Kids Summer Camp, and we have that in two locations, both at the main campus and then in a north location. So, and then we have after school during the school year for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Which is really beneficial just for the entire family and the kids especially.
Yeah, absolutely, because a lot of times parents of kids with developmental delays don't feel safe leaving their child at home, you know. Mm-hmm. But the kids here, it's a safe place for them to come when mom and dad are finishing work. And I also think it's, again, we're back to that question of isolation, because ARCH gives them a place to have community where they meet other kids, not just from their school, but they meet other kids during summer camp. They develop friendships. We've seen friendships that have lasted 10, 15 years as they move into adulthood. And they're getting to know, how do you meet kids? How do you greet a new kid? How do you get along with somebody you've never met before? And then they go on outings, so they learn socialization in the community, which is important too. And then they play a lot.
Yeah. Like they should be.
Exactly. Well, we just opened a new playground. Mm-hmm. So it has a splash pad on it, and it has all adaptive playground equipment, and it is so phenomenal. It is just unbelievable. The Adventure Club is for adults. We go to Laughlin 2 times a year, so you have to be over the 21. We also spend a week in California each year doing Disney, California Adventures, Six Flags, Knott's Berry Farm, SeaWorld, Universal Studios. We hit all of those. And then we also do a camp out. In August, we go up to the mountains for a weekend. The only requirement that we really have is that you call and you talk to the director of the adventure trips. You just call Arch, and we talk about what kind of independence or what other additional assistance that you need, and we sort of figure out how it's possible to what trips will work, what trips seem to be of interest to each participant. We try to individualize our responses as much as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. So we have participants who are in wheelchairs that go on the trips. We have participants who are very independent, and they just sometimes they're just like, okay, well, I'll meet you back here in a half an hour, you know, and so they don't need to be close by or as supervised. And so we try to let them be as independent as they can be, because that is really a full, rich life. So, and you know, they have the right to make the same choices, good and bad, that we make. Mm-hmm. And then we just are here to help guide them a lot of times, particularly on the trips.
Yeah.
Let's guide you towards the best decision.
For people who want to support the organization, you have a couple of special events coming up that they might want to come out to?
Yes. We on Friday, July 16th, starting at 6:30 here at ARCH, we have a murder mystery dinner theater fundraiser. It's called the Mafioso Murder.
Ooh.
So, I know. So for $35 a person, it's catered by Personal Touch Catering. It's going to be an Italian meal. There'll be a silent auction. It's produced by the Murder, Inc. Productions, which is one of our participants. Brother, Greg Lutz, who's a guy with a little bit of name recognition in the Valley. He's the head of this production company, and he's offered his company up to do this for us and the group home that his brother lives in. So it's a dual fundraiser. So we're really excited about it. We haven't done it before, so it should be a lot of fun. If people want to get tickets, they can book it online at our website, archaz.org. Mm-hmm.
It takes an incredible amount of work just to keep everything up and running. So I bet you'd appreciate any volunteers who might want to volunteer their time and help.
Absolutely. We always have needs. Always, always, always. We have event volunteers. We also have project volunteers. Anybody with, you know, special skills, we could do project. We can do event volunteers. We have health and wellness volunteers, people who have counseling, you know, psychological, emotional experience, training, to just have chats so that our participants feel like they're being heard is really important. So we're working on that as a new volunteer opportunity. So, and there's always administrative tasks. I'm sure you know this.
Oh, yeah, that's never done.
Yeah, exactly. So we can always use help with that. Right now, we are doing a big fundraising campaign to buy the land. Mm-hmm. We have been renting the land since the 80s from the city of Phoenix, and they've given us an opportunity to buy it. And so we're in the middle of that capital campaign to sort of cornerstone our future. So that's a campaign that we're running to buy this land. And then our grants and communications director is launching Arch Friends. It's a sustaining campaign so that when you become an Arch Friend, when you donate $5, $10 each month for over a course of the year, or you donate a lump sum of $50 or more, and there will be regular Friends activities and a T-shirt and discounts on attendance to our different dances, because we have dances and a prom. And so, and there'll be, in September, we're going to do our first Friends evening, little recognition banquet-y kind of cocktail hour. So, and it's a way to donate and then, you know, once or twice a year, come see the participants, meet the participants, get a T-shirt to show that you're supporting Arch. And then, as do many places, we have a legacy program that we are developing that we just launched about how to get your will and donate after you pass on and keep the good work going. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to support smaller or bigger donations.
Yeah, plenty of opportunities just to get involved and it's just time, talent, or treasure. All of it helps.
Exactly. Absolutely. Our website, our new website, it's fantastic. It's got so much information. It's archaz.org. And it pretty much has everything you need to know, but there's still a telephone, and we still answer it. It's 602-230-2226. But we still answer the phone and answer live and in-person questions.
Yeah, you can call them up and you find a person on the other end.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, always available. So thank you so much for coming on and educating us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Our guest today on community involvement was TJ Anderson from Arch, located here in the Phoenix area. We discussed the impact this organization has on our community and all the services it offers. This again is your host, Liliana Lopez, bringing community issues and needs to you through KPHF 88.9 FM, Phoenix, Arizona. If you're aware of a need, interest, or concern of the Phoenix area, or have any questions at all about the local programming you just heard, please email information@familyradio.org. And if you'd like to learn more about Family Radio, a beacon of truth and hope to the people of this world and our many wonderful resources, I invite you to go to our website, familyradio.org, or call our toll-free number, 1-800-543-1495. Be sure to mention this KPHF Local Issues Program.
You've been listening to Community Involvement. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This program is presented as a public service of Family Radio and KPHF, 88.3 FM, Phoenix, Arizona.